Okay, so it's time to catch up once again and to find out a little more work about the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan. It's been almost, I think, 3 years in the making and work is progressing very well. So it's great to have time with some of the people who have been very closely involved and put lots of volunteer work in. One of which is Wivenhoe resident of over 10 years, Jane Black. So Jane, welcome.
Hi, Jason.
So the Neighbourhood Plan. What was your first involvement in this vast project, please? How did you become involved?
Well, I'm a member of the Wivenhoe Society Committee, and when this all came up, I thought it was appropriate for the Wivenhoe Society to be involved. And I'd been closely concerned with planning issues on the committee, so I knew a bit about all the borough policies and could hold forth on what they said and knew something about where I thought there were shortcomings.
That sounds like, I think, the perfect skill set to proceed. Did you think at this very early stage when you started work on the Neighbourhood Plan that it would be such, I imagine, time-consuming, lengthy process? It's been very, very thorough.
No, I didn't think it would be so at all, and I hadn't realised quite how much red tape was involved in producing a Neighbourhood Plan. This is because it is a planning document, and so it has to satisfy all sorts of conditions and be consistent with the local plan and consistent with European directives and the National Planning Policy Framework. And all this takes an awful long time to sort out.
And so, Jane, so the nuts and bolts of it, so your own personal work, I know you've been involved various aspects for the Neighbourhood Plan. What was your first contribution, your first work which you were able to provide?
Well, I took part in designing the survey, and then I took part in analysing the survey because there were a lot of open-ended questions that had to be classified in some way, and I even delivered some of the forms.
So the kind of real, real donkey work going in.
Yes.
This is not a criticism, was there a danger with those open-ended questions? How did you know that, as a group, you were taking out and taking away the correct response or what the people answering the questionnaires were actually intending?
Well, this is always a problem in any survey work, but on the whole, it was relatively easy to classify what people were saying into. We don't like Wivenhoe's traffic, we do value our green spaces, and I'm afraid a lot of people said we don't want any more houses. Of course, that isn't really an option. We have to provide some housing to satisfy National Planning Policy Framework conditions. I think we were fairly honest in how we represented what people said.
And the broad outcomes or themes that then came out of that first questionnaire, as a neighbourhood planning group, were they pretty much what you were anticipating before the questionnaires were sent out?
On the whole, something sort of took me slightly by surprise, which was that people really did value small green spaces within the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan area, as well as the big open spaces like the riverside. And this was something which we then built into our plan policies.
And so are these small spaces, are we talking private land or kind of small little pocket park areas?
Little pocket park areas. Unfortunately, of course, we've just lost two that we'd put in the plan as to be open spaces. I think we'd identified about 15 which were important to people, partly because they used them as amenity space, but also because they thought they were visually important, such as the land outside the co-op.
And so my understanding, Jane, is then the next stage was, well, the Neighbourhood Plan Group branched out and you had some serious work, group work to do, and different working parties were set up. And you were a convener for one of these.
That's right. I was the convener for the Heritage and Townscape Working Group. And this had some problems because we hadn't asked many questions about this in the survey. So we had to rely on published sources. There were quite a few borough studies that had been done of the townscape, the landscape around Wivenhoe, and a study of the conservation area. So this was our starting point for making recommendations. most of the recommendations that come out have to be action plans rather than policies, because we can't make a policy that overhead cables should be put underground, because that's not something that the neighbourhood plan could achieve. But we could say that we support such actions. So some of them are support actions, others are positive actions, like policy that gardens should only be subdivided if the resulting plot size and house size is in keeping with the local area.
And maybe some people might find it a little tricky to understand. And so with the neighbourhood plan, there is an emphasis that this is all about the future, the bright new future, building houses, we need to accept that. Is that any kind of contradiction, or how do you explain that in terms of heritage?
Well, the neighbourhood plan has to plan for sustainable growth. This is a requirement for it. If it didn't, then the inspector would just throw it out. So there has to be some new housing. But the aim is to locate the new housing and any infill development in such a way that it complements rather than detracts from Wivenhoe.
So it's a mixture. It's making sure that, the new does fit in with what's already here, the existing housing.
Well, one of the major factors in deciding where housing was going was that in the survey people were very concerned about traffic in Wivenhoe, so we wanted to make sure we located it in sites where it wouldn't add considerably to the traffic flow on the very congested roads within the existing settlement area. So we tried to locate it accessibly to Wivenhoe, but where it fed onto roads which didn't lead onto the Avenue, the High Street, or Bellevue Road, or Rectory Hill. Well, some of it is on Rectory Hill, actually. But where it wouldn't have too great an impact on traffic flows at peak congestion times.
OK, well, we're trying to cover, Jane, as much as we can, the work that you've been doing. It's been very extensive. So we mentioned the heritage angle, and we were going to discuss housing, which you very, very kindly have done as well just now. But also, you have been working with your own expertise around data and economic issues.
Well, one of the requirements of neighbourhood plans is that you have to produce a profile of the area. I give a kind of statistical profile, both about economic issues, traffic issues, employment, housing, environmental issues, and all this means collecting data. So I now know a great deal more about Wivenhoe and its population composition than I did before. So I can tell you there are only about 10 people living on the other side of the A133 in Wivenhoe Ward. Other useful facts like that.
Which I'm sure can really come in handy, because a lot of this work for the neighbourhood plan is about facts and data.
It is indeed.
It's when maybe a developer makes an argument, you can then counteract that, and then you can actually deliver that hard data to try and put forward the alternative views.
Yes, and one of the interesting statistical facts about Wivenhoe is its age profile, that on the whole we've got rather more older people than Colchester as a whole. And this raises issues for the type of housing that we want. And also, there's some tendency for younger people to move away, and partly because houses are expensive here. So this reinforced our views that there should be smaller housing and, if possible, cheaper housing, though that's difficult to achieve, so that young people didn't have to move from the area.
Okay.
So the statistics, it's partly that we just have to do it because that's the way neighbourhood plans are written, a sort of format, but also because it informed what policies we produced.
OK, well, sadly, Jane, we're almost out of time. I wanted to really try and explore as well. You've had, I know, some involvement around a conservation work with the neighbourhood plan. That's perhaps for a different time to have that chat, but it just does show the extent of what the work has been. And so thank you for sharing your thoughts and capturing your ideas. That's been Jane Black, who's been helping out with the neighbourhood plan. Thank you.